Welcome to Summer at COTK. Excited about today's message. It's titled Healed and Whole, and we're going to be looking at a really cool passage of scripture and a story out of 2 Kings chapter 5. So if you've got your Bible, you can turn there. If you're using an app, you can open it up. And so here's where I want to start. It's this. You can be strong, but you can be sick. You can feel invincible, but you can be infected. And so the fact of the matter is that sometimes, like, we can put on a good front, but there's some junk deep within us that needs to get dealt with. It's an area maybe of spiritual sickness or emotional sickness. You're just not well. And you can be strong, but you can still be sick. You can feel even like invincible, but you know you're infected. What do we do with that? So we're going to look at 2 Kings chapter 5. And there's a fascinating story. And it's about an enemy leader that is an enemy of the nation of Israel. So we're going to jump right in verse 1. It says, "The king of Aram had great admiration for Naaman." So let's just stop right there. The king of Aram was a bad guy. They continually invaded and destroyed whole cities in Israel. They were the Aramean raiders is what they called them. And so the king of Aram, who's the king, has a great admiration for Naaman, the commander of his army, because through him the Lord had given Aram great victories. But though Naaman was a mighty warrior, he suffered from leprosy. So at that time, leprosy was not just a life sentence of sickness, but it was also a life of isolation because they knew it was highly contagious and you were not allowed to be around anyone. So this is Naaman, who's a great warrior, and he's strong, but he's sick. He's invincible. Everything that he puts his hands to, it succeeds, but he's infected and he knows it. "At this time, the Aramean raiders had invaded the land of Israel, and among their captives was a young girl who had been given to Naaman's wife as a maid." So let's just stop right there. They had went in, probably killed her family, and taken her as a slave. So now we have a little Israeli girl. Her parents are either enslaved themselves or dead, and she is a slave herself in the household of the commander of the army. This is a tough assignment for this little girl, I would imagine. But one day, the girl said to her mistress, to Naaman's wife, "I wish my master would go to see the prophet in Samaria. He would heal him of his leprosy." Wow. You know, I'm just going to pause for a moment because despite everything that this little girl had been through, she was at the place where she could wish the best upon her enemies. I wrote in the side of my Bible here, what do we wish for our enemies? This little girl, I really believe, is just a picture of what it means to live healed and whole. Could you imagine the torment that she went through, seeing her whole life devastated, ripped from her family, death and destruction everywhere. And now she's in the middle of the enemy camp, no less the commander of all of it. She's serving him and his wife and his family. And yet she still is so in tune with the Lord and his goodness that she tells Naaman's wife, "Hey, if your husband would just go see the prophet in Samaria, he'd be healed." Healed people and whole people bring healing and wholeness to others. But sick people, they just bring devastation and destruction. And they hate it. So did Naaman. So Naaman told the king what the young girl from Israel had said. And the king of Aram says, "Well, then you need to go see this prophet in Israel." Huge. Verse 9. "So Naaman went with his horses and his chariots, and he waited at the door of Elisha's house." He goes to the prophet Elisha. That's the prophet who the little girl said, "Hey, if you just go and see this prophet, like, he's going to heal you." I want you to think about this in the context in which this took place. Naaman was a great warrior. He was the right-hand man to a very powerful king. But he's sick. He's strong, but he's sick. He's invincible, but he's infected, and he hates it, and he wants to be healed. Listen, every person I know that deals with junk on the inside, they want to be healed and they want to be whole. How, like, what are the steps? How do we get to the place where we're healed and whole? Because that's really the big question, isn't it? How do I get to that place? And we can look at this heathen, pagan killer about what it takes to get to the place of healing and wholeness. So I've got five things. Here's the first one. Number one, we have to embrace the voice of truth regardless of where it comes from. Embrace the voice of truth. It is amazing to me that Naaman, a great and powerful warrior, a pagan warrior, listens to the voice of a female. Let's start there. This is a cultural context. Back in ancient times, women had very little status. He listened to the voice of a female, but not just a woman, a little girl. He listened to a little girl who was a foreigner and who was a slave. Naaman was a bad guy, but he wanted to be healed. And it took a lot of humility to listen and embrace the voice of truth around him. You want to get to the place where you want to deal with the sickness and infection, where you know that you're wounded and you're not whole. You have to embrace the voice of truth with the people around you. The number one thing that I see in people who are struggling with an area of wounding, an area where they know they're sick, they're messed up, whether that's wounds, family wounds from the past, or their own wounds through addiction, is the first misstep they make is they refuse to listen to the people that are speaking truth to them. You have to embrace the voice of truth. Here's the second thing. You have to be willing to receive instructions from what you would say is someone beneath you, a servant. Receive instructions from the servant. It takes humility. The first step to dealing with the areas of wounding and pain is humility, to allow people to speak to that place, to listen to those voices that you might have in the past dismissed. That's one and two. Embrace the voice of truth. Listen and receive instructions from a servant. Look at what Naaman does, because he does it. Naaman went with his horses and chariots, and he waited at the door of Elisha's house. But Elisha, the prophet, the man of God, sent a messenger out to him with this message. He sent a servant. Go and wash yourself seven times in the Jordan River. Then your skin will be restored, and you'll be healed of your leprosy. So he goes to the prophet, but the prophet doesn't come out. He sends a servant out. And the servant says, go wash seven times in the Jordan, then your skin will be restored, you'll be healed. Look at verse 11. But Naaman became angry and stalked away. I thought that he would certainly come out and meet me. He was waiting for the man of God to show up and maybe do some sort of rain dance or a healing ceremony. And he said, I expected him to wave his hand over the leprosy and call on the name of the Lord, his God, and heal me. Aren't the rivers of Damascus and the Abana and the Pharfar better than the rivers of Israel? Why shouldn't I wash in them and be healed? So Naaman turned away and went in a rage. Listen, you got to embrace the voice of truth he did with the servant girl, with his slave girl. But you have to be willing to receive instructions from a servant. He halted at that place. Like, he can listen to his servant, but somebody else's? No, no, no. That's the second thing. You have to receive instructions from a servant. Here's the third thing. You got to forget your idea of how it should be. To get to the place of healing and wholeness, you've got to dismiss how you think it's going to happen, because it's probably not going to happen in the way that you think. Again, this is humility at work. I'm going to embrace the voice of truth. I'm going to receive from people that I may not want to receive from, and I'm going to listen to them and do what they say, and I'm going to forget about my idea of what I think it should be. Just like, you got to do that. Like, this is all, do you see the theme of humility here? If you want to be healed and whole, here's what you've got to realize. You've got to let yourself go and realize that if you could heal yourself, you would, but you can't. And you need to embrace the voice of truth. You need to humble yourself and receive instructions from those that you may deem a servant. Then you need to forget about your idea of how it should go, how it should be. I thought that the man of God would come out and do this ceremony, raise over the leprosy, and he calls on the name of the Lord. Instead, he told me to go into this river, this nasty river, and take a bath seven times. That's stupid. It's stupid. And he walks away. He's walking away from his healing. How many times have we done that? We don't want to do. When somebody said, hey, if you do this, it'll probably work. Every addict I've ever known that stays in addiction, this is it. Rubber meets the road right here. But his officers, in verse 13, tried to reason with him and said, sir, if the prophet had told you to do something very difficult, wouldn't you have done it? So you should certainly obey him when he says, simply go and wash and be cured. And something clicked inside of Naaman. Something clicked. And he goes. And here's point number four. I've only got five. Here's the fourth one. We need to heed the wisdom of those who know us really well. We cannot see ourselves clearly. You know, Brent, I forgot to look in the mirror before I did this. I don't know if my hair is crazy. Most of the time it is. I have wild hair. I don't know if I got junk on my face. I got something in my teeth. But I sat down without looking in a mirror and didn't give it a second thought. You know why? Because I trust the people that are around me. You got to embrace the voice of truth. Receive instructions from those you may deem like, oh, you know, that's just a so-and-so. You've got to forget your idea of how it should be. But you need to heed the wisdom of the people who know you well. So Naaman went down to the Jordan River and dipped himself seven times as the man of God had instructed him. And his skin became as healthy as the skin of a young child, and he was healed. Not two times, not three times, four times, five times, six times, seven times. What's the principle that we can learn? If we want to be healed and whole, we have to humble ourselves, listen to truth. We have to be willing to do what other people may see that we don't like. You get somebody you know, man, that's the Lord at work through them. You need to listen to them. Don't try and do it your way. Stop doing it your way. Heed the wisdom of those who know you well. But here's the big one. Don't stop till it's done. Don't stop till it's done. Luke 4:27 says this. It says, many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, but none of them were cleansed except Naaman the Syrian. Wow. Out of all of the lepers in Israel, none of them were healed, but Naaman was. Why? Because he humbled himself. He trusted God and he trusted the people around him. I want you to know that wherever your wound is, whatever your wound is, God can heal you. Wherever you feel like you've just lost it, God can redeem it. He can bring salvation to that area where you feel like you've just lost. God can and will meet you. Walk it out. Walk it out. Trust the people that God places around you. Heed his word. Put people around you who live by this word. Humble yourself, seek God, and do what he says. It's only a matter of time before you're healed. Keep seeking him. Maybe one time, two times, 700 times, I don't know. Keep going. Keep the people of God close. Healing's there. And maybe that's you, that you've been wounded. Maybe you know that you're not whole. There's some areas where you're struggling. I don't know what that is. Maybe that's emotional. Maybe that's addiction, life-controlling behaviors, mental stuff. I'm just going to pray that God puts people in your path, just like that little girl that said, hey, I know the next step. and you can embrace it. You can seek God and watch his hand deliver you. So Father, I just pray to just deliverance for those that are listening to my voice, that they know they may come across as strong. They know they're sick. They may feel like, man, I've got this under control, feel invincible, but they know they're infected. Jesus, I just pray that you put people in their path that speak life and truth to them and show them that you are alive, you are well, you are at work, and you bring them to the place of healing. Father, I just pray that you just give them just a spirit of faith to trust you and the humility to walk it out with the people you place around them. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you guys. See you next week. God bless.